This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I feel really, really guilty. I just had for breakfast a burger and fries. I am so bad. Well, it was from last night. Okay, remember I told you guys Fuddruckers has kids' meal for free? So I didn't eat dinner last night. And so my husband went to Fuddruckers and he got a kids' meal and the kids' meal and a hamburger and fries. So I feel really, really guilty. So if you guys hear me like a little bit out of breath, it's because I'm trying to exercise while doing the show. Now, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about this Toronto van driver. We have another person who has rented a van just to kill a bunch of people. Apparently, he took his white rental van down a packed Toronto street, killed 10 people, left 15 others. And we're told that he apparently praised the killer in a 2014 attack near UC Santa Barbara. And this gentleman, his name is Alec Minassian. He's 25 years old, and he's from Richmond Hill, Ontario, according to Toronto Police Chief Mark Sanders. And he has been charged today with 10 counts of first-degree murder and 13 counts of attempted murder. His bail hearing is set for May 10th. So he allegedly drove for nearly a mile early Monday afternoon on Yonge Street, north of Midtown Toronto. He sometimes veered onto the sidewalk as he plowed a path of destruction. Now, we're told in high school he was always smiling. It wasn't his intention. It was out of his control. Somebody said that he also would make weird meow sounds. We're getting a lot of information lately. I mean, as this news is breaking, I don't know why somebody would sit there and meow. I mean, I do that a lot. I mean, you know, because I got five cats. I'm like, meow. Yeah, but and maybe I'll sing the Meow Mix song. Meow, 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 meow. I love that song. I just am telling you guys right now, I have no homicidal ideation at all. I just like singing the Meow Mix song. But we're being told that he would smile even when he wasn't supposed to smile. And he said a neighbor had attended a Japanese class with him at Thornlea Secondary School in Ontario and describes him. She said he was odd, kept to himself, didn't socialize with other students. Now, he didn't have a criminal history from what we understand. They say he was unknown to Toronto authorities before the van incident. Right now, Chief Saunders said there's nothing we have on him right now. And this van rampage, it doesn't seem like it was accidental, like he had been drinking or under the influence. It looks deliberate. Do we have a motive? No. Right now, they're not claiming terrorism. According to Canada's Minister of Public Safety, Raph Goodale, said there would appear to be no national security connection. Now, apparently, before the van did plow, all right, a bunch of pedestrians, and like I said, he killed 10, injured 15 others. We are being told that on his Facebook account, he lauded an American mass killer, the one that did the 2014 van killing. He said, all hail the supreme gentleman, Elliot Roger. Now, Roger had killed 6 people and injured 14 others when he stabbed, shot, and vehicle rammed in 2014 near the UC Santa Barbara campus. Now, investigators noted that Roger was motivated by a personal grievance related to the extremist ideological subculture of men's rights activists propagated in online forums. Not sure what that is, like 4chan. Not sure what that is. They say supporters believe women don't want gender equality and have been, quote, brainwashed by feminist propaganda. Now, Roger, back in 2014, was died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. So how does somebody on Facebook laud or applaud or idolize somebody who did mass killing and it doesn't raise any red flags? So Minasian was arrested in a white rental van less than 30 minutes after police got the 911 call about the deadly rampage. There was a tense standoff with Toronto police. Cell phone video obtained by CNN partner CTV shows a man standing in front of a white van with a damaged bumper. He yells, extends one arm, and he points an object at an officer standing behind a black car. The officer, with his weapon drawn, points to the man, tells him to get down. And again, this is in Canada. And so, who knows, maybe they're a lot more cordial then, but apparently nobody shot him. And he actually got on the ground. So the man is seen on the ground as the officer cuffs his hands behind him. Thing is I, and in America, and I don't blame officers, you pull a gun, you're pointing a gun at one of our officers, you're getting shot. Sorry. I mean, if I was a bystander, I would shoot the guy. You don't point a gun at officers. Apparently, this guy appeared to be pointing gun at an officer. Maybe it wasn't a gun. Maybe the officer saw that. I don't know. But if you notice, we're starting to see a general theme of people renting vans. They won't use their own car. They'll get a rental, which doesn't really make too much sense in terms of, hiding one's identity, because somebody could trace the rental. Or are they stealing somebody else's rental van? But I know these rental car companies get freaked out when somebody rents a truck or rents a van, like what happened in Germany, and a lorry, they're what they call trucks, and uses that to kill people. So I'm wondering if it's going to be harder to rent a van. People have to rent vans all the time. It's great for storage. It's great for your music equipment. You don't want to put something in the back of a truck. You don't want to maybe get the expense of a U-Haul. So you rent a van. I mean, I could get that. And so, but you have people out there that want to kill other people. And if you notice, there's a common thread. These are people that stay to themselves and people who other people think are weird. Now, there are millions of people out there. People think I'm weird. So how do you screen them before they become a killer? 1-877-DOCTOR. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, I was watching the news this morning, and I guess Donald Trump was fielding a bunch of questions. Right, from a bunch of journalists, after he greeted French President Emmanuel Macron in the Oval Office. So he's sitting there with the French president. By the way, I love the French accent. I mean, I make fun of the way the French speak because they speak so quickly, you know. I told you, we Americans, we really, draw things out, right, when we talk. Do you want some, syrup with your flapjacks? Like, oh, hell yeah. Where the French are like, Excuse me? What'd you say? They just speak really fast, short, don't waste their time making them speak. Dahlia, do you know the answer to this question I can't figure out? Well, I have no flipping clue. I don't know. The French just are like, you know, je ne sais pas. What? Excuse me, what'd you say? Je ne sais pas. That's like French for I don't know. So, they're still sexy when they speak. But the one thing that I thought was really, really cool was, I guess, a reporter asked President Trump, while they were, like, talking about, you know, the Iran deal, or I don't know what the interview was, because I was going back and forth trying to get ready. And I guess a reporter asked Donald Trump if he's considering a presidential pardon for the attorney, his personal attorney, Michael Cohen. And so the president moves on, like, ignores him at first, then he just turns to him and goes, stupid question. I'm sorry, being in journalism, I mean, I think this is hilarious. I am really enjoying the way Donald Trump deals with the media. I love it. I love it. Maybe it's just because it's so unique and it gives us, you know, something to talk about. But turning around and telling the journalist that their question is stupid is hilarious. Now, some people could say, oh, Trump's a bully. He's bully. So he's trying to, by negative feedback, by trying to embarrass the journalist, make them think twice about asking a question. See, this is very interesting. I don't know if you guys have ever studied the art of journalism. Journalism, I mean, just like law, I'm fascinated by it. The art, I am fascinated by. Would I want to do it full time? I don't know. I mean, technically I'm doing full time radio, but it, you know, doesn't pay the bills. So you have other jobs, and I love my other jobs. I love medicine. I love teaching. I love, you know, all the other stuff I do. And so I, you know, journalism is a very, very difficult job, just like a law. You know, I may dislike some of the cases attorneys will take or may twist to get their criminal, you know, person off. But, you know, being objective about it, it's very fascinating how it works. So a journalist will not just ask any general question. They're a bad journalist if they do that. Okay, so let's say you're interviewing Hillary. And you have the opportunity to ask Hillary a question. Okay? You're not going to, as a journalist, go, are you crooked, Hillary? No. Or what do you think of somebody calling you crooked? Because you know what her answer is going to be. She's not really going to give you anything. You know, she'll say it's stupid. It's dumb. And let's move on. So you're not going to get anything from that. So what you do as a journalist is you have to ask a question that is going to emit a certain response or an emotion from them. And then you capture that either by what they say or on video. And if the person you're interviewing pauses, if they may stop to think, if their eyes roll to, like, the left upper quadrant, you know, or whatever, trying to pull from a part of the brain, if they dismiss it, and then the next question, they seem to be more tense and purse their lips, you asked a good question. So if you were interviewing Hillary, let's say, and said, can you please explain acid washing of data in one's computer, and she, can you please explain how we as the average person can transmit confidential emails without going to jail? Because if you know how to do that, please right? You know, if you could, if you, I'm sorry, if I was a journalist, I would ask Hillary Clinton, can you please teach us how to pass national security information to others without going to jail? Because it looks like everybody else seems to go to jail. So teach us how we don't. I'm not accusing her of that. I'm not accusing her of it. You see, you got to be very careful as a journalist. You don't want to sit there and accuse somebody. Okay? But I just have a feeling that of all the experts out there in the world, Hillary Clinton may be probably one of the best people to comment on that. Right? Am I wrong? So when you're a journalist, you want to ask a type of question that will evoke a response. So her response to that may be a very cross-looking look. It may be, now, how should she respond? Okay, so if I was advising her, you know, on how to handle the media, I would probably tell her to respond going, why would you ask me that? I wouldn't know. Stupid question. Move on. See? I would immediately look confused. I wouldn't pause. I wouldn't look tense. I wouldn't change my respirations if I was completely innocent. I'd be like, what? That question makes no sense. We're talking about my book, and you're asking me about national security emails? Doesn't make sense. Don't be asking me that. See? I'd be doing something like that. And then if, as journalist, I made a follow-up question. Well, it appears you didn't go to jail for... That's why I'm asking you. She would have already kind of moved on. So here, you know, somebody's asking Donald Trump, and I don't know if this was the best question. I think Donald Trump, I'm not saying he's got a degree in communications, but asking if he's going to consider a presidential pardon, okay, you know, for attorney Michael Cohen, I see what the journalist is trying to do. What the journalist is trying to do is get under his skin, trying to evoke a response, trying to make him nervous. You are not going to make Donald Trump nervous. If anybody right now is considering being in the White House press room, I am telling you right now, you will never rattle Donald Trump. Okay? Or he may not show it. Now, he may be in the back doors going, okay, I can't stand that reporter. I never want to see him, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to rattle him. This guy, with all the different supposed scandals that have hit him over the years, it's like Teflon. I mean, he doesn't waver. And that's probably why he is so successful. Now, he does seem to be a little sensitive about his hair. And I know this as a journalist because he will bring it up in future interviews. He likes to set the record straight, if you notice that. He also appears to want positive public opinion of him, believe it or not. Like with his last tweet about the wall. Keeps pushing the wall, which a lot of us think is a good idea. Some of us don't. Some of us do. Because remember, he's got an election coming up. So even though he doesn't waver with the journalists, he still has to make sure he convinces people. So that's where you go with him. All right? We'll talk more about this another day. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is an email that I got on Facebook. Looks like he wants his name anonymous, so I'm not going to give his name. But he says, my buddy has throat cancer, and I'm scared. I'm scared of getting it myself. So he goes into a little detail, but apparently he was a big guy with the ladies. And so he wants a little bit more scoop on how much at risk he is and what he could do. So throat cancer, that's a tough one. And let me just kind of start by saying, I don't want everybody to freak out. I've known people that have had throat cancer. I've known people that have had metastatic throat cancer, and they've lived. I mean, look at Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas had throat cancer. Now, we used to think the throat cancer was caused by smoking and drinking. We're finding now more and more that throat cancer is caused by HPV, the human papillomavirus. And HPV is a sexually transmitted virus. So people are getting this sexually transmitted virus in the back of their throat. Now, STDs like the throat. Look at gonorrhea. There's gonorrhea that have become super gonorrhea because they hide out and it's warm and I guess there's little crypts and crevices. But here's the thing. It's not as common as you think. So there was an article in Medscape talking about how risk of HPV-related throat cancer is still, quote, reassuringly low. For the general population, even if you have specific behavioral risk factors, meaning engaging in oral sex, they say that the cancer is still rare. So they had interviewed Dr. Jip Samber D'Souza of Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore, Maryland, and said oropharyngeal cancer has been in the news lately, and the incidence of oropharyngeal cancer has doubled over the past several decades. But this research is very reassuring in showing that the cancer does remain rare. They say our study identified some risk factors for oral HPV infection, but even among the highest risk groups, and who are in the highest risk groups? Middle-aged male who smoke. They say their chances of having an infection and an infection that progresses to cancer still remain slow. Now, when you have a buddy like he does or a family member, you think everybody gets it. When cancer hits close to home, you really think it's common. The other thing, too, that I think is kind of scary in the general population, and I'm fine with you guys being scared, is there's all this talk about how boys need to get the HPV vaccine. We give women the HPV vaccine between 11 and 26 years old, and we're now telling boys to get it also in their preteens. And they're like, why are we having boys get the HPV vaccine? Well, because HPV can, in addition to causing genital warts and penile cancer, could put them at risk for throat cancer. So we are bombarding everybody with the encouragement and the instructions. It's a recommended vaccine for all kids, boys and girls, to get the HPV vaccine. The problem is anybody over the age of 26 who didn't get it is nervous. You have a lot of 40-some-year-old men out there, 50-year-old men, going, whoa, 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 what do I do? You know, and how do I know if I have HPV? I mean, there's ways to swab, but you can't swab the whole entire throat. They are trying to mass, shall we say, they have a test out there, but it's not something that's done routinely and very easily. But there's like a pap smear for the mouth, and some dentists can do mouth washings. So there's an HPV test we talked about on my show about a year or two ago, where you can gargle, you can swish this solution, spit it into a collection container, and then that gets sent to the lab and they look for HPV. Now, we're not seeing that routinely done. I don't know if it's a cost issue. I don't know if insurance isn't covering it. I don't know if it's because its sensitivity or specificity aren't as high as we need it to be. But if I was a guy, because throat cancer seems to hit men more than women, which, again, is a little counterintuitive, which is why people are kind of scared. You know, unless maybe we're a little naive about how much oral sex does happen from male to women, as opposed to women to male. But I could assume it's less than women to male. But maybe the male throat is more inclined to harbor it. So for those of you freaking out about throat cancer could manifest in a variety of symptoms, and these are symptoms that just don't go away. And the reason why you're scared is these are symptoms that are very common. A sore throat. A lot of us get sore throats. Now, you can get a sore throat by a variety of things. You can get a sore throat because you have strep. You can get a sore throat because you have a virus. But if you do have strep or a virus, that sore throat goes away later. So if your sore throat is going away, that's good. Now, chronic sore throats very commonly are caused by acid reflux. If you at night are having reflux where acid is coming up, or if you're a woman that wears Spanx all the time, etc., this acid reflux could hurt the throat. So your throat will be sore and red, but it's because of the acid reflux. So one thing a lot of ear, nose, and throat doctors do is say, let's try some antacids, some proton pump inhibitors. If your sore throat goes away, then we know it was the acid. And the ENT will also take a look in the throat. Now, sometimes you'll start getting dry, or you'll get hoarse, or your voice will crack. Again, if it's only because of allergies or once in a blue moon, not a big deal. But if your voice changes, or you start getting more hoarse and raspy, that could be a sign that you have something growing on the vocal cords. If you have trouble swallowing, or if you notice you're having trouble breathing, if the sore throat does not go away, if a cough doesn't go away, if an earache doesn't go away, you're like, oh my gosh, how will I, they'll totally miss it. If I go to a doctor for an earache, they'll miss it that I could have throat cancer. No, they won't miss it, because if you have a chronic earache, they're going to send you to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. And the ear, nose, and throat doctor will always look at your throat. Or consider an NPL, the nasopharyngeal laryngoscopy, where they stick a tube up the nose that goes down to look at the throat. So don't worry, it will get caught. Just tell them, look, you know, I'm concerned that it could have some risk factors for HPV. If you're losing weight, that's not a good sign. If you have a lump in your neck that doesn't go away, that could be a good sign. So we still want you guys to avoid alcohol. We have another study talking about alcohol and cancer risk, and it's driving us crazy, because in the same news site, there was another article talking about alcohol good for your health. So somebody needs to get a clue. But if you drink heavily or regularly, yeah, you're more at risk. If you smoke, you're more at risk. If you contracted HPV, you could be at risk. Now, most people that do get HPV-related throat cancer are over 65, but I've known people in their 40s that got it. African-American men appear to be at higher risk than other ethnicities, but again, I've seen white, Hispanic, a whole variety of different ethnicities get throat cancer. Men, 5 times more likely to get it than women, but women could get it as well. If you've been exposed to chemicals, that could do it as well. So our job as medical providers is to listen to you and to ask you if any of your symptoms are not going away. And your job is to kind of keep a tally of what's been going on. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember last year there was a little 4-year-old in June who had a secondary drowning or dry drowning incident and he had died? Well, we're being told that a 4-year-old girl, according to Fox News, luckily is recovering from home after she unfortunately inhaled pool water and underwent a quote-unquote secondary drowning. Now, the reason why I want to spend a quick second here on definition is you are going to see incorrect headlines about this. They are going to say she had dry drowning. She did not have dry drowning. Dry drowning is different from secondary drowning. Okay? But let me tell you what happened to her, and then we'll go through the definitions. So, she lives in Sarasota, Florida, and she was swimming in her grandmother's pool. She inhaled the pool water because she and a friend were playing around with one of those pool noodles. Now, those pool noodles are these, like, styrofoam-looking long snake things that have a hollow center. So, she was blowing water at her friend, the friend was blowing water to her, and the little four-year-old then inhales the water. Now, that term is called aspiration, when you get something in your mouth into the lungs. So, she immediately threw up. My mom got her out of the pool, she threw up, and then seemed fine. 2 days later, though, she got a fever. So mom takes the kid to urgent care, and the urgent care doctors, you know, listen to the lungs, probably hear some crackles or something, going, you know what, I think she's got pneumonia, aspiration pneumonia, get her to the ER. So she had to immediately be put on oxygen therapy, been put on antibiotics. And, I mean, we've seen people need to be ventilated for something like this. So, what she actually had was something called secondary drowning. So, what's the difference? So, dry drowning occurs when water touches the first pass of the respiratory tree, or your vocal cords, or your larynx. Water touches this area, and this reflex gets triggered, causing a spasm or laryngospasm. That happens. So, the vocal cords start to constrict and close up the airway. So this is a defense mechanism. This is where your body's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. There is something that is in the mouth that better not go anywhere near the lungs. So we need to prevent the water from falling into the lungs so it starts to spasm up and tighten the airway. Now, that's nice for trying to prevent water from getting in, but then oxygen can't get in. So if we can't reverse the laryngospasm, the victim can die. In dry drowning, water never officially reaches the lungs. Now, secondary drowning is what I think happened to this little girl, Eliana. Secondary drowning is where you actually do inhale the water. Then it sits in the respiratory tree, and if uncleared, through coughing, will sit. And because it's there, you're not going to get proper oxygenation. You can't oxygenate the blood and get oxygen in there if you got water and crap sitting there. Plus, pool water is chemicals. So it could cause inflammation, could increase more fluid in the lungs, and now you start getting something called pulmonary edema. So this quote-unquote secondary drowning was the hours to days after the water activity. Now, according to Dr. James Orlowski, he says, and he's from Florida Hospital Tampa, he said these events are very, very rare, and they comprise only 1-2% of drowning incidents. So what are the symptoms? Well, dry and secondary drowning could look very similar. Remember, dry is very acute. It'll be an immediate laryngospasm. So you'll hear the wheezing. You'll hear the stridor, the they won't be able to breathe. They will be freaking out. And you have got to call 911 immediately and be prepared to give CPR. It is some scary stuff. Secondary drowning will happen 12, 24, 48 hours later when you start seeing cough, chest pain, difficulty breathing. Sometimes they can have shoulder pain, neck pain, confusion, irritability. Little babies, little kids may have behavioral changes. They maybe won't want to eat. They'll be fatigued, difficulty speaking. They're having a lung infection. So the respiratory tree is compromised. So how do you prevent this? It freaks people out. So how you prevent it is you got to make sure these kids aren't doing horseplay in the pool, which is so difficult. Or in a bathtub. Or a plastic pool. Or a jacuzzi. Or out there in the ocean or lake. Kids splash each other. My sons will try to sink each other. They will throw each other underwater, and then they'll let them come back up when they decide it's time to breathe. Now, as their mummy, I have probably opened up a can of whoop-butt 17,000 times. Okay, I don't spank them, but I am sitting there out there on the beach, screaming at the top of my lungs to not submerge any child underwater. They're stupid. My sister did the same thing. I think my sister sat on my head in the pool. Kids are stupid. They're stupid. And they think it's okay because I'm going to let them come back up and breathe. I'm okay underwater for some time. No. Because all it takes is something getting splashed. You also have to make sure nobody swims alone. This happens to grown-ups too, people. You want to swim in areas that are staffed by lifeguards, appropriate supervision, because they are trained on this. If water does get inhaled, you have got to watch the child. Don't blow any of this off. So let's say a child did have to throw up coming out of the pool. I remember my brother coming out of the pool and, you know, my mom smacking his back and going, "You okay?" And he's like, "I'm good, I'm good, I'm good." Well, 2 days later, you don't even remember what your kid did 2 days prior. You have got to write that incident down and be on top of the child. You have to. You know, this case here, let me look back up. I'm sorry. I know it's kind of a sad case, but it's something where, you know, we don't want this child's death in vain. But, yeah, this little, I believe he was also 4 years old, who had died from secondary drowning. Let me look it up. I wrote an article on this a while back, so I apologize. It's hard for me to Google at the same time. And no, it is not there because I misspelled by one letter. Are you kidding me? You can't recognize downing is drowning, honestly. You can't, you know, assume that. So this was a little Houston boy last year who was swimming at a Texas City dike over Memorial Day weekend. And he died late. Again, they called it dry drowning, but it was secondary drowning. And he was fine until his father, Francisco Delgado Jr., Wright said he looked like he was suffering from a minor stomach ailment. Then the boy woke up with shoulder pain. And he said out of nowhere he woke up and said, "Ah." And his father told KTRK he took his last breath and he didn't know what to do anymore. So they tried CPR, paramedics, etc., and it didn't work. So this was a kid, a cute little kid, who acted like he had a stomach issue. Nobody's going to, their stomach swallowed some pool water. And again, I know this stuff is rare. You know, and we don't want to make people panic, but the more you guys are aware, the better. You know, I was really, really frustrated last year because there was a case where somebody had hiccups that wouldn't go away. I went to one ER, and the ER gave him something to relax him. Then he went to another ER. And I'm reading this going, this could be a heart attack. Why isn't anybody treating him for a heart attack? Finally, the third ER doc goes, "You know what? Let's check your EKG. You know, if you guys are aware and educated, which is why you listen to my show, you could definitely be on top of things. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.